Hawaii Public Radio is beginning a regular series looking at climate change and its effects in the Hawaiian Islands. Chip Fletcher, vice chair of the Honolulu Climate Change Commission, studies its particular effects in Hawaii. Recently, the National Weather Service announced dozens of high temperature records set or tied here since the middle of May.
We've been keeping records for many, many decades, in several cases over 100 years. And the thinking is that these record highs have been set because there's been very low trade winds, which tend to have a cooling effect. And we're in an El Nino phase, not a powerful one, but an El Nino phase, which means the Hawaiian Islands are surrounded by warmer ocean temperatures, higher sea surface temperatures, and those lead to warmer air. The combination then has led to many record-breaking hot days over the course of the last month.
What about the trade winds?
So the trade winds have been declining over time.
Why?
They have been shifting mostly but from a northeast direction to an easterly direction. The winds from the east are weaker. They are producing less rain. We get less trade showers. And why this is happening is still the subject of research.
Does that affect our hurricane susceptibility or anything like that?
So simultaneously to these changes, which are not completely understood, observations show that the zone of maximum winds, so if you study the maximum wind speeds around the planet, they are associated with tropical cyclones, which a strong tropical cyclone is a hurricane. The band around Earth where maximum winds are seen to occur is actually migrating towards the poles. Really what that means is tropical cyclones are finding new pathways.
Well, most tropical cyclones have been passing south of the Big Island, right? We get maybe big waves.
Now more of those tropical cyclones, which have the potential to become hurricanes, are shifted to the north, and so they might be intersecting the Hawaiian Islands. Hawaii can expect to see more tropical cyclones landfalling on the islands, just as last year we interacted with some very powerful storms and we barely missed Hurricane Lane.
Find this story with images and links at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.